What if I told you that Kafka wasn't human in the first place? We see a scene where a dragonfly comes across him and says, "I found you." But the question is, how did they both understand each other's language? This suggests there's something we haven't considered. Later, we see a kaiju in one episode that transforms into a human, which implies that kaijus have been living among humans for a long time and they might have had children. So Kafka could be a hybrid child of a kaiju and a human. That would explain why he was able to understand the dragonfly's words, and throughout the anime, we also see that Kafka could sense the presence of any kaiju. This shows he had a strong connection with them, so maybe he wasn't chosen. Instead, he was the target, and the dragonfly simply unleashed what was already inside him. What if I told you that Kafka wasn't human in the first place? We see a scene where a dragonfly comes across him and says, "I found you." But the question is, how did they both understand each other's language? This suggests there's something we haven't considered. Later, we see a kaiju in one episode that transforms into a human, which implies that kaijus have been living among humans for a long time and they might have had children. So Kafka could be a hybrid child of a kaiju and a human. That would explain why he was able to understand the dragonfly's words, and throughout the anime, we also see that Kafka could sense the presence of any kaiju. This shows he had a strong connection with them, so maybe he wasn't chosen. Instead, he was the target, and the dragonfly simply unleashed what was already inside him.